Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Here comes part number 5 of our 6-part series on critical home buying steps.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Unfortunately, there's a time when, as a potential buyer, you've made an offer similar to or even higher than your previous offers of other homes and still not been successful. Oftentimes, there's someone that has the same dream of a home that you see, and it is in their sights at the same time it's in your sights. So you have a bidding war. You've upped your price, they've upped their price, and so on. Luckily, it's not always the highest offer that's accepted. There are some tricks in the trade you can make to make your effort stand out the most appealing to the seller. Recognize that a clean offer is important. That's an offer without a lot of conditions. You make it clean and as few hurdles as possible between you and close of escrow. Make sure that you've got your financing ducks in a row. Your down payment is liquid. If you have gift money, you've secured a gift letter. So get your ducks in a row so that you do not have many conditions between you and the close of escrow. That will be greatly appealing to a seller. It is likely that the seller is going to move on to a purchase next, and if they are, they need confidence that you're going to be able to perform on your promises so they can go forward and make promises on a new home themselves. Also, say hello to the homeowners. The homeowners currently fell in love with this house for a reason, and to hear that you fall in love will not compromise your negotiating position. In fact, it will probably benefit you greatly in this kind of market. Make sure that they know why their home is unique to you and something that you chose over all the other choices in the marketplace. It's okay to have your realtor relay that message, or you can put a note with your offer as well. But make sure they know that you're in love with the house. And that does not mean that they're going to make you overpay. It doesn't mean that you've compromised your ability to offer whatever it is you choose, but it does give them the opportunity to like you and want you to be the one that's successful. And then give the seller time to process and understand the opportunity. Make sure you're available to your realtor so that if they have questions about you and your ability to pay or your timing or whether it matters if you get possession at closing or if you can wait a couple days, those kind of things are very big deals to the sellers, especially when they have the luxury of choices. They want to know who's flexible and who's attentive and who wants to make it happen. So be available to your realtor in the process while that offer is being presented so that verification and clarification can happen easily and it can be cleaned up in an addendum and you have a meeting of the minds. Also, you're going to have contingencies and conditions in the process, but those are going to be minimal if you've done your homework. Go to a lender, make sure you know your credit score, your housing budget, your down payment, you know what mortgage you're going to get, and the lender knows you very well. The better the lender knows you, the better they can represent you as the right person to buy that home.
I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.